Good morning. We welcome you this morning to Community Church of St. Lawrence. We're glad to have you here today worshiping with us. A few announcements just to bring to your attention. This is, of course, the weekend with Hills Alive, and we know we have a lot of our young people who are out there, so there is no youth group tonight. Pastor Abe and Diana and the youth leaders are out there in the hills with quite a few of our young people. Couple things coming up here that you see in your bulletin this week. On Thursday is the nursing home birthday party, and anyone who would be interested in helping out with that, maybe you want to sing a song, or you could read a poem, read some scripture, you just want to go and hang out and sing happy birthday and help with the celebration there, you can talk to April Haig if you have any questions about that. And then a week from Saturday, on the 29th, a ladies' brunch. It'll be the first time we've had a ladies' brunch. Been doing the men's breakfast for a while, and the ladies decided they needed to have an opportunity to get together as well. So it'll be a ladies' brunch on the 29th at 10 o'clock, and if you would like to come, you are certainly welcome. Ladies of any age, if you have any questions about that event, you can talk to my wife. And then the other meetings that are scheduled in this week and weeks upcoming, you see those there in your bulletin as well. And of course, we do have Sunday school for all ages at 11:10, and we invite you to stay for Sunday school. Do we have any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship this morning is in Psalm 150. We'll read verses 1, 2, and 6. Psalm 150, beginning of verse 1, says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord."
Again, good morning, and we extend a greeting to those who are visiting with us. We thank you for choosing to spend your Sunday morning with us. We're going to sing together number 2, hymn number 2. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." Number 2, the words will be up on the screen as well.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place. And I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter my wandering heart to thee. Let thy my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Take a moment to greet one another. Let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. A couple of ones that I've been given this week. Tate and Brooklyn Kettlehut, welcome to their lives. Baby girl Ensley Ryan. She was born Tuesday, July 11th. I know that was kind of a long ordeal. I'd heard that at the CE board meeting that Therese spent a lot of time looking at her phone because they were at the hospital, and so it took a while. But and I believe they're leaving soon after church today, probably Sunday school, right? Yeah, because he's a faithful teacher. But they'll be heading over to Iowa to go greet their newest grandchild, and so we'll pray for Tate and Brooklyn and little Ensley as they begin life together and the adjustments that come. Also, this last Friday, Elaine had hand surgery, and we'll pray for her recovery. And then Brad Hahn was up at Mayo Clinic this last week, and things look like they're going in the right direction, but he has his next chemo treatment on Monday, and he should have one more, if I remember right. I think one more. But, yeah, Jacqueline's kind of, you're the only family representative, so. Okay, so there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I know each week it just gets harder each time he has the treatment, so we'll pray, continue to pray. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Yes. Okay, so it seems like all the meetings that were scheduled in the bulletin, we've rearranged them all. And so the deacons will be meeting tomorrow evening at 7:30. So if you do have anything for the deacons, I know they were looking at some future plans, kind of mapping out some ways and directions to go. But if you have anything for them, they will be meeting at 7:30 as well as on Thursday. The elders will be meeting at 7, so some adjustments of the schedule there. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Praise for the rain.
Yes, definitely praise for the rain. And also a reminder with the smoke in the air that the people up in Canada, it has been affecting us environmentally, but I know up there it's pretty devastating. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of gathering on this Sunday. We acknowledge that there's a lot of things that we could choose to do, and I thank you for bringing us all together. And we thank you for the opportunity of fellowshipping. You have created us to be in relationship with you and with one another. That is from the very beginning of Scripture, that it was not good for man to be alone, and so you created a helpmate, that you walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, that you communicated with them, and through their own choices and actions, chose to disobey and sever the relationship with you. And yet you did not turn your back on them or on us. And so the rest of the Old Testament is about you pursuing your people, ultimately to bringing your son Jesus Christ. And it is because of his death and resurrection and his ascension into heaven that we can have fellowship with you, that his death and resurrection have paid for our sins, and his intercession at the throne is why we can have hope for today, and because of our sins being forgiven, we have hope for eternity. Father, I just pray for each one of us, and the things that are weighing on our hearts, that we'd be able to truly sense that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Lift up our requests to you. We're grateful for Tate and Brooklyn with bringing safely into this world Ensley, and we pray for them as they make adjustments, having a new life to be responsible for, and that is a very sobering reality of now being responsible for another little one. But I pray that you give them wisdom as new parents. I pray for safety as Therese and Mark head that direction, and the opportunity of meeting their newest grandchild. Father, we do pray that you would help Tate as the father and the dad. We pray for Ensley, that she would be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as well as when she is young still, to come to know you as her Savior. Father, we pray for Elaine and healing from her surgery, that you would help Daryl as her helpmate in getting the things that she needs and help her through the recovery process. We pray for Brad, and I'm grateful for the good report from Mayo's, but the continued protection for his health, but also the energy he needs for each day, and the patience with this process, but also through just the way he feels after these treatments. Father, help him to gain the strength and energy he needs, but also the healing. We also pray for his family, that you would give them peace of mind and heart through this time. We also lift up just our area. We're grateful for the rain that you've provided for us this week, and the reminder with it being hazy, other areas need rain, that there's significant portions of our country that dealing with significant heat. It is a reminder that there's not much we can control in our lives. And so we ask that you would provide relief for those dealing with the excessive heat, for those that are dealing with the fires, that you would help them in putting them out. Help us to be good stewards of what you've given us. And we pray for our missionaries around the world. We lift up the shoemakers to you, grateful that the work that you've called them with the Tarahumara people and the translating of your word into their language. We also pray for Julie's physical needs with her hands and the healing from some of her surgeries and the some of the after effects, that you would help, especially with her hand, to gain strength and without having to have surgery. Father, we lift up our youth group to you. We're grateful for the time that they could spend down at Hills Alive, and for all those that are being ministered to. We just ask that you would use the singers and the speakers into the lives of those attending. Keep them safe. Help our youth group, and for Abe and Diana, we're grateful for them being a part of our fellowship, as well as the other sponsors, that you would help them to connect with the youth and as they get to know one another. Father, we pray for our world and all the different things that seem to be spinning out of control. They are not out of your control. And so help us to see where we fit in your world, to know how we can continue to build your kingdom and to pursue your righteousness. Father, I pray for our offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our area and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, you may be stay seated, as we'll be turning to number 355 with Summer Vacations and with Hills Alive. We get a couple of extra hymns today, and as we sing them together, number 355, Trusting Jesus.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we sing this last song together, number 56, Day by Day, number 56.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. His heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribute, so to trust your promises, O word, that I lose not face with consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Very good. You may be seated.